We're back from recess, and we're reviewing parcel number BOE, last four digits, 0025.
Just for clarification, it doesn't appear that any evidence was supplied from an appraisal. I know they bought it in the latter part of 11, but I don't see an appraisal done. So based off of that, I'm going to move that we deny BOE number 0025.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the appeal of BOE number 0025. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
We have one, Table Rock Investments, is that one, that's up for review at the end of the day also, right?
No, it is one that we also had back on July 3rd.
And that's BOE number ending in which one?
0041.
41.
Yeah, it's for 11:30 tomorrow. We did go out and look at that, and we found that the basement to be finished but had some damage that could be corrected.
But his argument wasn't that it was finished then. He said it wasn't finished when on that date of January 1, but they had finished since then some room, some walls. But am I right?
Which one is
it? That's the same guy, isn't it?
0041.
I don't know. We just went out and observed what we could see.
Well, we had two parcels, and the second one we established.
Sorry.
Lower.
Okay, I'll take over, not bad.
It's fine. You want me to give you my computer?
No, that was the land that Nathan described. That was the one you lowered was the land that Nathan described.
Do you remember what his request was?
I don't remember what his request was on the building.
The carport's not there anymore, is that right?
Yeah. They drove directly out there, you know, we told them.
Yes.
You did two.
Hmm.
You had them do two. You.
Mm-hmm.
They drove out there and you called and had them measure this other one.
Mm-hmm. But the report I got back was that there had been some water damage on some ceiling tile that needed to be replaced, and that it was a finished basement. Kenny, if I'm wrong, correct me, please.
Is it your recommendation to leave it where it's at?
For this assessment cycle, yes.
And that's at assessed value of $94,750.
Right, and we'll be looking at it January 1-13 because of the actual investment purchase and the income that it produced. We don't know at this point what that is.
I had made a note. Only note I made was there was a sewer line running through the property. Is that on the wrong property?
No, it was in the back, but it was way in the back.
Okay, way in the back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it goes right down that hollow, but does Kentucky Fried Chicken and all those others up through there.
Now, wait a minute. But this is the property of the real estate office on it. This is Dan's. Okay.
And I think the only argument was the finish of the basement, if I remember. I think it boiled down to that.
He's using it for storage.
He said there was stuff stored in it.
Yep.
My appraiser said it was being used for storage.
Guys, we have a motion on this parcel.
This is the one you was involved in, wasn't it?
No, that was the land.
It was both. Oh, him involved. Yes, that was the other one.
Your land values are comparable to neighboring property.
No, it's right on the money as far as a neighboring property. I can see a reassessment in that area.
Right, but I mean, you're not...
Did you repeat that statement?
It's nothing out of the ordinary here.
So James, you think we need to deny the house?
Based on the finished basement. That was in question. That's all I sent the guys out to do was find out what was going on in the basement of it. At your request.
We're talking about 0041?
Yes.
Guys, is there a motion?
Motion to deny.
Second? Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny parcel number ending in 0041. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Christy, can you look at 0021? Did we make a motion on that?
Value.
No.
No, that was
the whole point, was it not? I guess I can look up.
I wish Nathan would refresh my memory.
Yes.
Gentlemen, just cleaned up some, doing some housekeeping. We've so far denied every Emerald Point subdivision appeal. And we left one undone from that same day, July 3rd at 11:45, Bank of Oklahoma. They had supplied,
yes.
They had requested reduction, and we did not do anything with that request. Pulling up the evidence, I don't believe they supplied an appraisal.
Yes, they did. They brought $5,000. Mr. Jerry Jeske sent in an appraisal of three comparable properties for $5,000. And I told this banker out of Oklahoma that I had sufficient evidence to hold the value at where it was at.
He'd asked to have those.
Yes, and I'm going to mail them to him. I haven't got that done yet.
He appeared?
No, he called.
Telephone?
Telephone.
It was actually a tax management group or something. This guy didn't really, he wasn't a banker.
He was an agent.
Yeah, like Paradigm Tax Group.
Is there a motion, gentlemen?
It's just that corner lot that we reviewed.
Yeah, she had it up there.
Is this outside the gated area?
Yeah, it's across the road.
Keep pulling. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And it didn't get up to the high lines where we could give it an obstruction on the high lines. You had done that in the past.
Right.
Motion to deny.
Is there a second?
Well,
maybe. I'll second the motion so we can have discussion. Gentlemen, discussion. Jeff?
I just don't know what to do with that, with this area right there. I mean, obviously, it's going to have to, something's going to have to change January 1st.
How many times has...
Well, I was just going to say, you know, Danny was bringing up the point of, the road's not being finished and not having in Branson Hills. There's parts of this... You know what I'm talking about across the road there, mm-hmm. where it's not. Do they all have
infrastructure
utilities? I thought some of them roads back in there were.
They're not all completed. No, yeah. They're not all completed. But you want to remember when we hear that argument, that's been that way 3 or 4 years, and they're still purchasing them. You know, it isn't like, hey, we're building this new subdivision, we promise you all this stuff, now buy it today type thing. These have been this way for 3 or 4 years. And like I say, I've got lots of sales covering unfinished lots.
Is it the property owners themselves that are selling it or salesmen that are selling it?
I have both.
Do you?
I have both. I have not lost a case to the state tax commission. You guys sent seven to the state last year, and they came back every one of them.
You haven't had certified appraisals on them?
Zero, I think.
That's the question I pose. They have an appraisal, and we have, I mean, $5,000 is pretty strange digression from the prices that have been there current. What you have, but, you know, historically we have looked at certified appraisals where a man put a stamp on it.
Did he do that retrospective for January 1st of 11?
It says April 9, 2012.
But was your question, did he appraise it as if it were that time?
Yes.
Where you were headed?
Right.
I don't have a clue.
I mean, you can use.
I mean, that's all I can see right here.
Right. Well, it's as of.
Yeah, as of April 9, 2012. That's what these appraisers say.
Go to the comparables, though.
Mm-hmm. Girl, back up.
Sorry.
There. Whoa, whoa, right there.
Where were those comps?
See, it gives list dates.
Right.
Well, but he's basing his price down here at the sale dates of December 11 and January of 12. I'm not saying that.
You're just saying that someday that's going to have to be addressed as well, right?
Right.
I mean, based off what's proposed, I don't see how we can touch this one. With the appraisal being April of the next year.
Well,
Jeff, go ahead. I'm on the fence here. I could help me. Help me.
I really am. I'm on the fence myself.
Well, I'm a little confused on the appraisal. I've seen a lot of them. And see, date of sale time, assume. Why would you write assume? Wouldn't you know what date it sold if you was going to use it as a comparable? What's that mean, Jeff?
I think he's saying, well, I haven't seen that either, but I think he's saying that's the subject. If it were to sell on April 9th, 2012, that's what it would bring. That's what he's assuming, that if it sold today.
Everything in me wants to take that. However, I think we could deny it based solely on we're looking at value from January 1, 2011. This value is April of 12. Therefore, we don't have an accurate idea, and we can deny it based strictly on that technicality. And then let them take it to the state if they care to. But I think it ought to be lowered, but I don't know how much too. So just deny it. Let them take it to the state. Let the state mess with it. Lower that one. They all need lowered.
This is BOE number 0029, correct?
Yeah.
There's a motion on the floor to deny BOE number 0029. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Christy, with the exception of the ones we have for Branson Hills, all the other ones have been taken care of, correct?
We have Branson Hills. We have the one property on Branson Creek, which is Marks.
Okay.
And we have the parcel
on. Okay. All right, and Marks was on the 3rd. What time is our next appointment? 10:45? The next one is 11.
Yeah.
Can we look at the marks? That's a Branson Creek property.
Why don't we look at the first three we did today? We held the Patricia Rose.
Branson Creek. Branson Hills.
We held all three of those. Is there reason to believe that we're going to make a change in Branson Hills, gentlemen? I'm just asking here.
And that's position. Are those all vital to her?
She owns these two and this one over here.
Based off of that area, that's a finished part of the subdivision. I won't be inclined to reassess because of the conditions are.
We don't have any reason to.
No, we have no reason to.
I mean, you have to have a.
I'm going to move that we deny BOE number 0058, 55, and 56.
No, no. 54, 55.
I'm sorry, what did I just say?
58.
Well, I was very bad. I was double denying that 58. 54, 55, and 56.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny BOE appeal number 0054, 0055, and 0056. Discussion?
Let the record show I'll abstain from this.
You what?
I'll abstain. I wasn't here for the discussion.
8 a.m.?
He wasn't here at 8 a.m.
So noted.
You did notice that he wasn't here, right, Chairman?
But you noticed he was here when the food got passed out.
I did make a note of that.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. That covers that first page, correct?
Yes, sir.
Did you do FADIS? You haven't done FADIS, have you?
I said the first page. Second page.
My first page.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. We
did. You did deny FADIS?
Yes, all of them.
We did not do FADIS, yeah. Second page, all we have two.
Guru Enterprises.
Right.
And Durwood Kirby.
Waiting on the measurements, Kirby's.
Kirby's measurements. Guru was the hotel?
That's the hotel that bloated. That's the old Hi-Ho Motel.
And we're holding one other two with tornado damage, correct?
Yeah.
We did
from
that.
Another day.
From the first day, yeah.
We did that. Both of those.
Those are good.
Guys, unless I'm missing something, James, I mean, there's nothing we can do for commercial properties. If Joplin couldn't do it, and they were a much larger disaster.
They even had legislation written and they couldn't get it passed.
I don't see how we, there's nothing we can do.
Let me ask you a question. If we do something, for one, we need to look at all.
Right.
One would assume. And what happens if we do make a decision?
Then we have to make a decision on the percentages, Ron, of all of them.
If we make a decision on percentages of all of them, what happens then?
There's no, what happens
the
on this, you've got two or three things going on here. If you try to make it work with occupancy as residential and you decide to do something with commercial, you don't have no... You've got to pass two different things because you would have to say, hey, if you redone your building, it goes back on at full value as residential property does. So just taking it off is not the issue. And there's no statutory way of putting it back on.
Can I ask you a question, James?
If it's completed and reopened, and we have two or three properties already reopened.
My question is, because of this, could the schools come after the decision because they know, I mean, that they're counting on that revenue stream and they know that the commercial value shouldn't come off the books.
I don't know. I don't know that answer. But I do know you just can't pass one without passing two or three.
My question is,
right,
this board votes to lower the valuations of those properties.
Right.
And the assessor lowers the valuation of those properties.
Mm-hmm.
what could happen then?
I don't have no idea, Ron. I've never experienced it.
Me either. I'm just...
I just know the...
I'm sick that we can't help these people.
But it's horrible.
That's where I'm headed, James.
It's horrible we can't help them. But we've got Pierce City and Joplin in front of us, too, to see. Pierce City, I believe, went to the state, and they denied it at the state level of the commercial reduction.
Well, if we approve it, I don't see that there's any provision for the state to reverse that.
Right, I don't see that
either. They hang everything on provisions.
Right.
What they've done is they've put into effect a piece of law that affects one classification of property. But they didn't write a law that says you cannot do this for the other classification.
No, they did not.
I'm not sure it clouded up the water there. Guys, what's your druthers on the properties within the county that were affected by this storm? That I know the State Tax Commission's position, I believe, and it is why Pierce City and Joplin went the way they went.
Here's my question, Ron, for you. If we were to do something, would we be willing to do it for all commercial structures?
That's what I'm talking about. All over Daniels.
Right. Or destroyed, I would say. Not
destroyed.
Yeah. Knowing that we don't have a leg to stand on.
Then you get into the decisions made by this BOE on the nightly rentals of the Hilton. They are commercial properties, but they're actually partial residential. And the promenade. Which I understand those are going to reopen before the end of the year.
So I've heard too.
Personally, I think it's a travesty that we can't do nothing, but I don't think we can do nothing. That's just the way I look at it. If it's not written in law and that the lawmakers left them out whenever they were deciding on the residential, I think it's on their shoulders, and I hate the fact that I don't think there's anything we can do for them. It'd be overturned and cost us a lot of money to have to go to court on each one of them, because they'll all appeal. The State Tax Commission will look at every one of them, won't they?
I'm not going to look at them if we lower them. Because nobody's going to appeal that to them. I hear you. Do we want to deny these properties then, gentlemen? Or if we do, should we not move forward?
Oh, there's another question to be brought forward, and I'm going to use it as an example. Not in this case of these that we're looking at, but we have in the past, because of some of the structures that were on these properties that we looked at, we did away with the total structure value and only placed it on the land. Remember, There's been several of those cases come to us over the last 8 years. But I don't, it's hard to think about.
Actually, they've been ruled on at the state level. Appraisals submitted by certified appraisers that the value of the property wasn't any more than the value of the land. We've had three or four of them come through over the course of time. They would come in with a demolition value.
On top of the property value.
On top of the property value. Mainly in older structures in Taney County, which these were basically.
But we had some block buildings too.
Okay, let's go back and let's just work through, shall we? 7-3-2012. Let's just run down these properties real quick. First page, we set at $319,000. Is that right, Christy?
Are you going to do all of them?
Why not pick up the ones that we've got on hold?
0012, 10 is the one. Mark, Ronald Billis, Mark is the last one on that one.
Oh, I've got, did we change the Todd, the Stevenson's?
We denied it just now.
You just now denied it.
I didn't deny it back on the third, so okay.
We have the Branson Creek.
Correct, 0010.
Yeah.
It's set in at 202329. His personal opinion was at 135.
The property adjoining his, isn't it a townhome situation where his property next to it is also, you know that? Isn't that property set the same, the one right there next to it? 38440, that's the one. The same price.
Go up to the next ones.
Go to the next one up. 38440. You go up about two or three more up there, they change in value, but I don't know how we can change one, not the other, without starting reappraising an even year.
Those are higher, aren't they?
That was lower.
That was set by BOE. That writer is a familiar name.
But I don't know how we can set one and not set the other one. Those are higher.
Yeah, but now you'll find out that some of those higher ones have those lofts in them or whatever they are.
Click on our guy again.
Right, the Scott, yeah.
Yeah, and the partner, other part of the duplex there is the same.
Right.
What evidence did Rick present that we lowered it?
His sale price.
He just bought it, right?
Right.
And he didn't have an appraisal with us, though, did he?
Oh, he didn't just buy it, did he?
Yeah,
2007.
Yeah.
I wrote down he got aggravated and left.
I think I'd make a motion to deny this one.
I'll second the motion.
What number is that, guys?
0010 is the BOE number.
0010.
Uh-huh. Motion's made and seconded to deny BOE ending in the number 0010. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Now we did the Mr. Lacey Act this morning. We didn't make a decision on it, did we?
Yes. Lacey Act?
Yes, we did. She denied.
We changed that back on the third.
All I show is the last page of the handout.
We did deny it.
I showed two on the last. 0052, Christy, on the third. I don't show that one a decision.
Whose is it?
Dvorak. Did we make a decision on that one?
I don't
That's in the Woodlands?
0052, we lowered to 148,741.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I've got.
Okay.
Go all the way back to 0029. Oh, that's Bank of Oklahoma. We denied that, right?
We denied that.
Okay.
Okay, so all we have left is the Branson Hills, the unfinished part of the division. Look, I'm missing something here.
Robert Stone, we did that today also, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. We haven't made a decision on that one.
Right. That's Branson Hills.
That's still.
Okay, so that's still.
They're going to reschedule. Kirby's room measuring.
Yeah, that's done.
We have the Branson Hills properties.
Oh, I have what?
Branson Hills. No, and the Hotel Motel LLC from July.
That's the first one.
Right.
Destroying the tornado.
We haven't made a decision on those. So, tornado properties and the utility, or lack of utilities at the Branson Hills.
Guys, if you're ready to make a motion on the two properties that were touched by the tornado.
Which numbers are they, Ron?
0005, that was from...
I have it, I see it here.
July 2nd, and the next one was today, and it was...
0060.
That's it, yes, sir.
Sounds like the thing they were supposed to do is deny. Am I correct?
That's what the tax commission has told us to do.
Right.
With the total destruction that went on in the city of Joplin, and they wouldn't let them do anything about it, I'm going to make a motion to deny.
Both numbers?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny the request of 0060 and 0005. Discussion?
Note that with our hands tied to the state tax commission.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. You guys want to vote on the Morris properties?
Was he rescheduled or anything? Or I missed that because I heard you guys talking about it whenever I left out. Supposed to show and didn't. And
I left a message for him by voicemail last week. He said he was out of town for a shooting party. He didn't let me know. And I asked him if he could call conference. And I guess to try to reschedule it, we could, but I did not be able to do that.
Was he scheduled last week? I mean, when did he... You said you tried to...
I called and left him a voicemail last week. He said he did not receive it. He found the office.
Did he present evidence, though? This is the gas company man, Jim Morris. Right?
Dick Clark Theater.
I think he submitted his purchase price or something. I remember seeing it. There you go. Whoop, back down. Purchase price, purchase date.
Now, what property is this one? Which one is this one?
Do they have to provide any sort of proof for purchase price?
They usually present a closing thing on here.
But here's my question. I don't know about this one, but some builders do owner financing. They can't make the payment. They just take it back. You know?
Yeah, I don't know whether this formerly was. This was a patch property. All these were patch properties.
Okay.
And I believe that, I believe it was closed at that time of purchase, and I do know it's been operational this summer. Mm-hmm. Or they're advertising and they're.
They only closed for a short period when they fixed the roof on the tornado, but they've been operating.
So I don't know what the argument will be when it comes in. But I can see a problem with the scheduling. I mean, if we just started trying to call last Thursday to set him up to, and he wasn't in.
But that was on our extension, wasn't it?
It was.
I received the application last minute. I was trying to schedule and call him right away.
Right.
Right,
but that's what I'm saying. It was something that we did that was outside the realm of...
Yeah, we didn't have to call.
I mean, we extended it.
Leah?
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to do, guys, James, I have a question.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is have you click on the first map of the first property. See, that encompasses that building.
Mm-hmm.
And behind. Now click on the map of the second property.
That's the restaurant.
Hold on. Is that it there?
Mm-hmm.
And then the map of the third property.
It's where the old Dairyland used to be. Actually, there are not any buildings there now, is there?
There's nothing in that corner, just the billboard.
All parking lot now.
Go to that corner lot there. What do you have on the... Can you hit the report?
Yeah, no, it's just land.
Yeah, you just got land.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But the photo showed
the old... Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
What did we do with his properties last year? Same. Can you... Yeah, because didn't he come in with...
Is that what we...
I think you can just click on
it. James, the reason I ask, I see what she's clicking up there, but I get a different picture of what properties are contained within what I'm clicking on.
I thought it was right.
To the left. Move your mouse to the left. There,
show
right
there.
What are you showing?
That's what we did last
year. I sent my copies back because I didn't think there's...
Let me show you something here. Watch this. Okay, if I go to the first property right here, I clip on the link, it shows this building and down here. Okay, I click on the second property, go to Branson Lane.
Okay, for that one.
Oop. Probably did that wrong.
261.
Down here. It's not the same building, is it?
No.
264.
That's the actual old motel. that sets in the valley, the valley part.
Mm-hmm.
That was closed last year when you guys set the values.
Three of those were
out. Now they're reopening this year. And as of January 1/13, there'll be a whole new value set to that. But they were closed whenever you set the value last year.
We denied that one last year.
And click on the property right beside it, though, and see what you did. Yeah. What did you find wrong?
On 262 last year, we moved to set it at the appraised value of $3,160,000. It's recommended by the assessor. Nathan Easton seconded it, and it passed 5-0.
And the only thing I believe that was open at that time was the Rowdy Beaver restaurant in that property. The rest of it was closed.
Rowdy Beaver. That's the apple bar. Rowdy Beaver's part of the
property. It was part of that last property, right there. Yeah.
Rowdy Beaver's just in front of that.
Yeah.
You don't know where the Rowdy Beaver is?
Not been there yet.
I've never been there.
Never
buy it.
Now, Jim, I've seen your
vehicle.
Who do we have scheduled as our
Dang, you saw your vehicle. That's when I take your vehicle.
Are they a telephone call?
It's just because my magnet's on your side of your truck.
Guys, we've got the an 11 o'clock, which is a telephone call. You can give me that number, Christy. 817-919-7248. What?
Did we not have them last year, this Brenham? The name is very familiar. Okay, because the name is just there in my mind.
Do you guys have any evidence?
Just, he's got a sales list there, and they're all 11 and 12 sales.
This is the landing?
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't come in 11.
Isn't there multiple sizes out there?
Yes.
Property? Mm-hmm. What's this notes? I don't have any of that.
Your call cannot be.
Limit size.
Does he mention anything about the tornado? Because
please enter your account code.
James, come back. It says market evidence twice this little limit size appraised for approximately $1,500 more than my unit.
Now, this is a different one he's comparing. It's twice the size of his, and it's only $1,500 more.
Could he want us to raise that?
This is in the building that was.
Yeah, so where's that property? Is that the property that is?
That's got to be the smallest one there, though.
Same size unit, two floors higher. So what's his set at then?
123,744.
So, can you pull that other property up, that's the one that he was referring to, and find it in the building? What was the name of that property? Who owned it?
Go to what?
Go to his evidence, right there.
Yeah.
Who owns that property? Lakeview and Classic Properties.
What's the size of his property?
He's saying 403.
Well, he's saying
I'm looking at it. It is 403.
Lakeview.
Is that his in the bottom? He says that's Barbara's size. Michigan.
Yeah, if you go up, he has his first.
Okay, here's this.
And it's four. There's his.
James?
Yes.
We're looking at two condos, a couple of floors apart. Base area and adjusted area, both of 403.
I thought we did.
Okay.
This is assessed at, what is it, 39.6?
Well, yeah, appraised value of 123,744.
Drop down to the other one. That one's 93,496. He says they're the same.
Same size.
Same unit.
His this one that's lower appraised is the penthouse.
I think in the past you've heard testimony whether they were corner units, visual units, whether they were inside units, that every one of them was of different value. This was testimony that came into this Board of Equalization.
The main thing that I remember is somebody looking down on the top of the boat dock where the others are looking into a view.
Right. So to say that everyone's valued the same, if they're differently, it's been an adjustment made by the Board of Equalization, not the assessor's office.
Okay. Again, let me take you back. Same size unit, two floors higher, same view. Something's got to happen.
Yeah, you almost have to look at it, Ron. What we did last year, here before last, we had a lot of these units that were the same size, but there was like a boat dock view. I mean, they build a boat dock out there, and some of them, all they can see is the top of that boat dock. And the others are where they can, they've got a view of the lake, or they've got a view of the...
That's the rear. That's facing the parking lot, right?
Is that the one we're dealing with?
Yes, sir.
Kenny says he thinks you guys set those values, and if we've missed one, we don't care to change it.
You see, the chapter that's happening, said, I thought we may have set the value, but I don't remember what our ratio was. You remember?
I don't think it was in the...
You think it was in
it
the
was
promenade?
Across the street.
At the promenade?
The promenade didn't set the value.
So they didn't set it here.
But I'm thinking that other one that you were trying to compare it to,
mm-hmm.
was it Lakeview Classic something?
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd come last year to the BOE, and you might have set his value.
Okay.
But that I was going off.
I honestly thought we had a square footage formula that we...
By the way, he has called, and he's waiting for us to call him.
Is that the one we're talking
about? Are you looking up for
the
other
one? So you think we set the one?
Probably. I think
how fast can you get
what he's referring to and not the...
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I'm going to give him a call.
Please enter your account code.
Mr. Brenneman?
Yes, how are you this morning?
I'm good. This is Ron Houseman with the Tane County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
And we are looking at a parcel of property that you have filed an appeal on for valuation, which is down at the Branson Landing.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to address that?
I would. I've got unit 908. And the it was built in 2007, and the footage on that is 403 feet. I went through and I got some comparables of some sales over the last year of exact same size units, some on higher floors, which makes them actually more advantageous the higher up you go. And then I've got a couple of units that you it looks like you've already done some adjustment on in the previous years, and how do you want me to proceed? Should I go down the list?
Or no, we have all your information in front of us. I have you on speakerphone, All the members of the Board of Equalization are here, and we are listening to you, and hopefully you'll be able to hear us as well.
You bet.
James?
Well, I see the information you provided, and I can see the downturn in the market on page 2 of your sales comps.
Yes, sir.
But your nearest to value date of January 1st, 2011, is $95,000 on a sale. And I'm kind of wondering why you didn't specifically go to that sale as...
I looked at that afterwards, and I realized, I saw that there was, they had on the comparable sales, they had some discrepancies in the square footage, and I thought maybe mine fit those, and then this one sale was a little bit more, and with the larger square footage on that comparable, I just assumed it was a bigger unit. But when I went back through the tax data on y'all's website, I realized it was exactly the same size. So, yes, if you throw that one in there, I don't know what time frame are you, and is this tax?
January 1, 2011.
Okay, so that's kind of the cutoff date. So, well, then the comparable of one sold there would be the 95,000, and then it looks like unit 1109 is an exact same size unit that we have, and I think you've got that valued at 93.4, and
I would make a recommendation to this board that, based on the evidence presented, if they can. Now, this is just an if they can, because we're in an even numbered year here, since we made the adjustment last year to the one comparable, that they set the value at $95,000 on this property.
That would be much appreciated if that could work. I would gladly accept that if it's possible.
Can you do something different than that?
I think I would make the motion to set it at 93,496. Is that? Let's see. Go back down to that. Where we set the last one.
You applied the problem.
Right. That.
What he's looking
that
at. What he's looking at is the factor that we used before, is that right?
232
square foot.
Okay.
So the motion would be to establish the value at 93,496. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number ending in, and I don't have those numbers here. 0006. At a value of 93,496. Discussion?
That's based upon an
last year's
an error of not moving last year's assessment to the adjusted area. I mean, to the
base area.
Yeah, base area. Yeah.
Well, if he didn't appeal last year, I don't think.
Well, on the other property that we did adjust. That's the only way we can do this. I don't think we can do it any other way. Are you guys in agreement with that?
I mean, my eye's still going to be an eye, yeah. I'm using the same thing. We just didn't do it similar to the other properties we did set values to. Right. Yeah.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Sir, you're going to receive notification of this within the next 7 days.
Okay.
And that value was lowered to 93,496.
Great. I greatly appreciate you guys much, and thank you so much. Have a great rest of your summer.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, they changed that. But they really changed. Okay.
And David and Joanne Everett, was that a... Really?
232.
Their number is?
That's what they want to do.
253-227-4604.
What are they asking for?
And just so you know, he was trying to get a realtor to send us some comp.
Okay, so you, all we got is 233, and we don't know what he's asking for.
Where is this property?
Sherry,
Untired?
Kier Court.
Kier.
It's down above.
Sherry View.
B Creek. And you, isn't that down where you turn down Reinhardt Road?
Yes.
Go down Reinhardt Road and take a left.
Just back out one more time, and I think we can find it for on here.
There's Sherry View right
I've
there.
I've got it.
I think that's Sherry View Heights or what's that?
Excuse me?
So are we ready for the phone call, guys?
Where are we at?
We're at interesting. What's the BOE numbers on this, Christy? I don't have it here on my sheet.
Yeah, they weren't added until it's 2012-07-0007.
Is it the David Everett?
Yes.
Everett?
This looks like a huge house. Is it?
According to this, it is.
Please enter your account code.
2200 square foot.
You have full basement, is that what you're saying? So it looks like. With decks.
Hi, Dave Everett.
Mr. Everett, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah, hi, Ron.
I have the board here all listening. We have you on speakerphone, and we are ready to talk about a piece of property that you have appealed to the board.
That's correct.
You ready to chat with us?
Sure, you bet. Are you able to get anything that my realtor sent on comps?
Your realtor hasn't sent any comps as yet.
Well, I was on vacation up in the Pacific Northwest and just got back late last night about midnight. But we've been trying to get a comp report forwarded to you. She mailed it to Christy's email address.
Christy's here.
I went out about an hour ago to that email address, and it finally came through to me. I was having difficulty getting it. I couldn't get it on my smartphone or my iPad or my laptop. Or it finally came through. But if you need those, I mean, I can try to re-forward them to you.
What are you asking for first?
Why don't you address exactly what it is that you're asking for, and let's go from there.
Okay. A couple things. First, it's a home that I built in 2006 that I had built from a local contractor there. And I think they have, I don't understand how they're doing it or how you all are doing it, because it has it listed on the Beacon site at 4,116 square feet. But the house is a two-level home. The actual square footage is 2,168. And the downstairs is not built out and never has been, so I don't know if they assess. Do you all assess finished area or not?
Both.
James, if you'll pick up that little speaker there,
yeah.
I can hear you better.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is the assessor.
Good. Hi, James.
Yeah. Was this not all addressed when the BOE heard this case in 2009? I think we talked about all this square footage stuff in 2009. I have a note here on my card that the BOE changed.
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, I mentioned then it was 2,168 square feet. And I didn't realize they had it assessed at $4,100.
Well, isn't this for the house that we talked about, whether it's inside living space or whether we measure hooking on the outside and all that type of stuff?
I got a bad clicker.
If I remember right, because I've like I say, I've got this note changed per BOE, and I think we came out and remeasured it and actually set the value to what everybody agreed on the measurements.
What did they set the value at? I mean, how many square feet?
4,165.
Yeah, well, that house has never been 4,165. It never was built out downstairs. The only square footage that's built out in the home is the main level, which is 2,168.
Yeah, but wasn't this all addressed in 2009 is what I'm trying to say, these numbers that were set.
Yeah, that's right. It was. I was never under the impression that they were assessing the whole house. The question is, do you assess square footage that isn't built out?
Yes, that we don't, because that adjustment was made in 2009. I see here where we had you at 97% value, and we lowered it physical condition to 95, and we set all the numbers in 2009.
You set them at, well, I don't know how they got set at 41, because I'm just telling you that the square footage has never changed, and it's never been built out downstairs, and the amount...
You know now that the garages and the porches and all that stuff are percentaged on. They're not measured and saying, when we come to 4,165, we just don't take the living space and double it. We take the upstairs versus the downstairs and porches and garages and all that stuff is percentaged on. Not at 100%. They're percentaged on some of them at 4 tenths, some of them at 2 tenths. Some porches just go at 1 tenth of their actual measurement.
Well, I know this changed. My house has never changed. But the built-out part of it is just the upper level. It's the walkout basement. It's never been built out. And it's about the same size upstairs as down. A little smaller downstairs. So I think what they have here... You have every square foot of the house assessed, whether it's built out or not.
We're going to look at some numbers here. We've got some numbers that we're trying to come up through here.
I think if I understand correctly, they have a house currently tax assessed at the lot at 40 and the home at 196.
This was in 07. So we need to change.
That's what we show.
Yeah. I spoke to my realtor on the land house. She said she thought lots out there at the top of the market now would be somewhere between 13,000, maybe only 10, because there's so many lots that contractors have bought that we've gone under on.
Mr. Everett, do you have a value you want your house put on at?
Well, here's my thinking on it. I had her pull up some comps in the area. Believe me, I'd like to sell a house for as much as I can, but there's no way. The guy that lives in it now wants to buy it. He went to the bank. The bank said, we'll loan you 120. The house next to mine and everything in that subdivision, nothing has sold in 2011. And the only thing that sold in 2010 were foreclosures. And the house next to mine sold for 160. And it was almost the same size. Brand new home, never been lived in.
We have to make an adjustment to your square footage. I have been handed new evidence since I spoke earlier that we do need to make an adjustment to your square footage. So we'll be doing that, and I'll be asking this board to make an adjustment to your value to that square footage.
Yeah, and then on the actual value, I don't know how values are being determined today. I don't know what underwriters are demanding for bank financing. I'm not sure how much value there is in an appraisal today or how homes are being appraised there. I don't know if they're do you know is when appraisals are done today for people who want to sell their homes, the appraisals are probably, if there's hidden things that are sold, there's nothing selling at market any longer. Everything's selling at foreclosure. So if foreclosure is the benchmark of the market, you know, we're all hurting. As a matter of fact, even the costs that I have, which are all higher square footages than mine, the one home in there was at Metal Ridge. It was 2,000 to 2,199 square feet, so it's right in the range of mine. Sold for 130. And then there was a home at Trinity, 228 Trinity, that was about 3,200 square feet, which is over 1,000 square feet more than mine. That sold for 150.
Those.
So, the average square footage of homes in my range there is on the low end, $45 a square foot, and at the high end, 73.
But we just have your home on for $47 a square foot.
Beg pardon?
We just have your home on for $47 a square foot, even at higher numbers.
That being the case, if I was 40, it'd be right around 100,000.
Yeah, but Mr. Everett, when they recalculate, it's going to make a big difference on
a
your
huge
house.
Difference.
Yeah. Well, if it was 2,168 square feet, you know, times what you said, $41 a square foot. You know, that's $88,888. So. I mean, I know that here's my scenario. I've got a guy in there that wants to buy it, and I can't sell it to him, but I paid $233 for the house. So it's at least $100,000 underwater. So at $41 a square foot, it's at 88, the house is at 88.
I make a recommendation to this board after the adjustments of the calculations to lower this value to 206, 236 in an error in calculation.
206,
236.
The question I have on the valuation is, I mean, I have some other homes there, and the tax values on those are under what I could actually sell them for. I have a house on.
Don't tell us about those. You don't want us to know about those. Yeah.
But when I look at those, I go, okay, well, how do they evaluate these? Are homes supposed to be evaluated at what they'll actually sell at?
We put all homes on at cost, what it costs to build. Now, then they come in with the appraisals, and the appraisals never do. If you have an appraisal run, the cost will verify what we have them on the books for, but then they use a sales comparison and actually bring them in under cost whenever they come for a tax appeal.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to my realtor, I said, what could I actually sell this house for today? And it's going to be somewhere around 100 and probably 20,000, which was the bank pegged it at when my renter wanted to buy it. He said the bank will loan you 120.
Well, then there would have to be.
I mean,
do you have that appraisal?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have that appraisal?
No, I don't have an appraisal. I didn't get an appraisal because I didn't know what underwriters were demanding or what they wanted. I mean, I didn't go forward with it because, you know, I can't afford to lose $120,000. I mean, so, you know, that when I asked my realtor, what do you think the house would value at, she said, about 130. If you take the high of the square footage comps right now at 40, at $73 a square foot, and the low at 45 on the comps that I got, if you average that, the median would be about 60.
Just this one time.
If you take that by my square footage, which is 2168, the value is 130,000.
If the bank's offering to loan $120,000 on it, they won't loan anything but 65 to 70% of the value of a piece of property with a home on it. So if they offered $120,000 on it, then whatever the 65% of that, they consider that $120,000 to be the value.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's true. I mean, that's what he said. I didn't get anything in verification on the bank, and that was like 12 months ago. I don't know what's happened to the market since then. I mean, I don't imagine it's improved. I mean, I think my house on valuation is probably around 130, so I don't understand how it could be appraised at 206.
Well, I understand that you would want it at 130, but what I'm saying is if they offered to loan $120,000 on it, that means that the bank considered the house worth at least 40% more than what they offered to loan on the house. I mean, that's the way we buy property or any structures.
Well, that like I said, James, that was over a year ago, and I never had anything writing. I didn't even know what bank he was talking to, so I can't. I mean, if I were to talk to the bank, the initial bank on this was Liberty Bank. I'd have a better idea if you're trying to use that number. I don't know what the number is.
Mr. Everett, we're taking a number of properties into consideration. We will make a motion on this property one way or the other, and we will send that to you in writing within the next 7 days. If you're not happy with the board's decision, then there will be information on how you can proceed on to the State Tax Commission with an appeal.
Yeah, I kind of want to go through another appeal process.
It's just paperwork.
How it's calculated. But like I said, the actual square footage that's livable is 2168. That's what the other part is not built out.
Any board member have any other comments? Assessor?
No.
Mr. Everett, we thank you for your time. We will go through this carefully to make sure that you are assessed for the livable square footage that you have.
Yeah, I sure appreciate your time. I always consider the people there in Branson to be good people and top-flight professionals. I've always felt like when I called there, they were very personable, and I appreciate your hearing my case.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye.
That's the people in Branson. That has to be people in Forsyth.
For Branson. I'll take the compliment.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Do we need a motion to set it at the 206, 236?
We would have to have that to correct the numbers anyhow, whether he goes on or not.
Correct.
Those are
the correct numbers. That's based on his 2,168
but whatever,
square footage of livable space?
We got 2,155.
Even less.
And then we had to go to 3,480 adjusted because the basement wasn't as complete as we had it on.
Accept the motion?
I'd make that motion.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's made and seconded to reduce the valuation of BOE parcel ending in 0007 to $206,236 upon the assessor's recommendation. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
I would like to go back, if we could, quickly to Mr. Kirby's house that was in here this morning. Mm. I've got photos. And
Mr. Durwood Kirby.
Yes.
Which was he even questioning?
He was questioning.
I don't know what he was questioning.
The ability of the assessor to assess property, so I got information on that.
But didn't he say his value was okay?
Yeah.
He just had came in with questions, all
yeah.
He came right.
Well, I want to clear up those questions. Here's the front of Mr. Kirby's house. You can take a look at that and pass it down. And we graded that a C minus. And then I'm going to present you pictures of the other house that we presented a D, made a D plus, that he said was exactly or similar to. And there, I'll show you the difference in houses. That's the back of his house and the front of his house.
The neighbor's house?
Yeah. And I hope that's the one. Jim will know the house when he gets to it. It's the one he directed us that it was.
Is that Bass Tracker?
Maybe. But I don't think so.
And a picture's worth a thousand words, as they say.
What's the second house?
Supposedly the house that he had told us was similar to square footage and
yes,
built the same.
That's.
Is that the house?
Yeah, okay. That's correct.
So look at the back. When I talk about architectural structure,
yeah, that's on the back.
That is the back. And the front. So we add value for the extreme on the porches and the architectural design. If you see there, he's got a ranch-style roof, and the other roof is a straight gable roof. There's differences in the houses that we value.
Was there a motion needed on that, or was he just making statements?
I think some, I'm going to move. I mean, you're the only, there's nothing different or anything with his value.
I think he's fine.
There's $1,370 difference in the valuations.
I know.
That's it.
So do we need to raise things? I'll make a motion just to deny
0046?
Yes.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Oh, I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the appeal of BOE ending in number 0046. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Although I still don't know what we denied. No, I can't. I don't know what he was asking.
Well,
no,
yeah. No.
Well, if he decides to take it on, at least we have the evidence that we can send with it. I never did understand it either, other than
question of your ability.
Yeah, or my appraiser's abilities. I didn't appraise the house.
What happened on property number 0010? I don't have anything written down here.
0010?
Last page.
We denied it.
I don't know, but if it gets any colder in here, I'm going to start shivering.
Branson Creek, and we denied the Branson Creek motion.
0010 you did?
Yes.
I knew we had the one before it and the one after. Okay, I've got it down.
We have not done anything on Morris yet. And we've not done anything on Branson Hills, parts of Branson Hills. What about Stevenson? Did we do something with them? We did, didn't we?
We denied.
I made that motion. I was brilliant then, I'm sure.
0010, you denied?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Branson Creek Townhome.
Oh, that's the one that you kept comparing the side to side. What about the 11 a.m.? Brenham. Brenham. 75% belongs to somebody in...
Oh, we set that at
93,496. Yeah.
93,496. Okay, that's down in the nightly rental stuff.
Okay, what I see that we have are the three properties that were first up on July 2nd, Cooper, Bouchard, and Richards. Those are all Branson Creek, were they not? Branson Hills. That's what I meant. And I'm looking at July 3rd, and I think we've made now a decision on each one of the properties for the individuals that appealed. At least I'm showing that in my records.
No, we have three.
With the exception of Stone.
On what day?
We did July 3rd day.
July 3rd, I'm starting the wrong day.
And the one that we didn't do was today. Was Robert and Kay Stone, I believe. Which is a Branson Hills, no electric, no pavement, no sewer, no water. On the 3rd. So that's the only one. Make sure. So that we can get it. Okay. On the 2nd was the first three, correct? We've not done those. Today, the three Morris properties, Mr. Stone again, was still not addressed, and the rest have been done. When I say addressed, hadn't made a decision. Do we want to go through James's box of stuff, guys? Get this done?
Sure.
James, are you ready for us?
Yes. I'm going to give you parcel numbers. Would that be all right, Christy? I got to get permission. Is that okay? 24-4.0-17-000-000-002.003. This is Donnie and Darlene Brightwell's property. We had the wrong, we changed the square footage on a structure number 3. We had the wrong base and adjusted. And we would set that value when we made the adjustment to the square footages at 29,520 residential, 550 agriculture assessed values.
Motion for approval. Are you going to do them all?
No, let's do them one at a time.
Just say it again. You're setting the, this is the parcel right there. You're setting the what value?
The 29,520. See, we've already done that, and they've already picked it up on Beacon, Jim. Oh,
okay, it's ready. Okay.
Yeah, we've made the change.
Okay. I'll right. Second.
So do we need for the record to put what it is going from, James?
It's going from 30,850 residential to 550 ag.
Okay.
That's the old to the new.
Who made the motion?
I made the motion.
Who seconded the motion?
Me.
Jim? Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
18-6.0-14-003-003-030.000. This is Marianne Brochure's property. We changed the basement. It's not full. It's got some finish, so we changed that percentage. The value should go to 25,810 from 30,990. Should go to 25,810.
Motion for approval.
That's total valuation?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Are these all adjustments on
square footage?
Square footage, erroneous square footage or something, or is that the way you're voting?
The same number that ends in 30.001. These are side-by-side duplexes. Jerry Sparks' property should go to 25,810 from the 30,990. They're identical properties side-by-side. The basement was not full.
Motion for approval.
Second.
People go out and remeasure these things, and then that's when we put it on Beacon, and it shows up here what we're looking
right.
At.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We redo them then.
That was Jerry who?
Jerry Sparks.
Got it. Okay.
We've got, did you get to your vote? 13-1.0.
I had a motion. Is there a second on the last motion?
Jim did it.
Did we vote on this? No. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
13-1.0-11-000-000-002.003. This house is over on Bee Creek. Big Creek, been built by Henry Overcast. We, with our occupancy law, put it on before we should have. He's still not in the house. When he got his increase notice, he contacted us, and we removed the res for 2012 as not being occupied, which would take residential, should be 7,070, agriculture, 2,380.
So you did a percentage on the house?
We took the house totally off because he's not occupying it. It says in the occupancy law it has to be occupied. Motion, and it's incomplete.
Motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Christy, I have the Summit Natural Gas in here, but you have them scheduled. Are they calling or based on evidence? Okay. Summit Natural Gas, and I'm just going to preliminarily say this, sent us all the values that we were supposed to use, and when we used them, then they come back and said they wanted to appeal their own values. So I'll be presenting that as evidence tomorrow. We have a split property here we need to approve. Just split on the maps, and I don't think any values changed.
Okay, hold on a second, Dave. Go back to that letter, please.
We actually had this done by the state on Summit Natural Gas. Kenny, would you bring those numbers back down here on the side?
Oh, well, we don't need them if we're not going to hear it today. Unless you guys want to
move. Never mind. They're just reading this from Summit Natural Gas.
I'm off for sending them on if they have a complaint.
You run these values on?
Well, the Summit.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need to run those values on because we put that all on after the books closed. This Summit Natural Gas, that's why I brought it, as run-on values. They've appealed yeah. I would ask that you guys actually approve those today so we can discuss them tomorrow.
So we need to put them on?
So their appeal process will actually work. They did. We just did this. We just got all
okay,
the information.
I'm confusing the timing of it.
Yeah, we just got it. After the book closed and we run those values on.
Okay.
They wrote this letter after they sent us the values to put on. Yeah, let me get it. That's going to make a difference. They had one of their gentlemen send me the values that we were supposed to put on the books.
James, they're not on the books, right?
Right, they're not on the books, and we've got to run them
what
on.
What this will do is put them on the books as a run-on.
So their appeal will be available tomorrow.
Right. Should we separate this out from the abatements? So we call this a run-on, right? How
these many more are have run-on. We got? There should be four properties.
Are they all run-ons?
Yeah, and they're utility properties.
You want to give us the information on them?
Maybe. Okay, these numbers are really odd. They're utility numbers.
Okay.
25-00419 we're running on for $1,861,412 commercial.
Was the value before zero?
Yes.
Is that appraised or assessed?
That's appraised. Assessed value of
$595,650. Okay.
Parcel number 25-00. Well, you didn't get a vote on that one, but you want to do them all at once?
Let's do them all at once.
25-00420.000 $310,235, assessed $99,280.
Hold on. Is it $99,280 is the assessed?
Yes.
Okay, now the appraised is?
$310,235 of commercial.
Okay.
Kenny, we're missing one here. Gas company number 25-00421.000.
Give me the assessed value first.
$297,830.
Okay.
Appraised $930,706.
Commercial. Okay.
Okay. That's true. We can run on and then hear the same case twice.
They drug their feet, or we'd had these numbers back in April to put them on. They had an appeal before the state tax commission.
Well, can we take action and not take double action?
Well, our option is they don't get assessed for the year if we don't put them on the book. And that's not really an option, so we need to put them on the book, and they can be runoffs.
That's all understandable. I guess the question is, if we hear them once, can we hear them twice?
We're not hearing them. We're hearing the assessor. Now what they're going to do is come in and complain about the value.
Because they didn't get an increase notice. They were past all the deadlines. All right. Now then, this is really going to confuse you. On this same parcel, 25-00420.000, we've got a value going on the same parcel of $2,100,000.
Is this the assessed?
The assessed is $687,690.
Okay.
An appraised value of $2,149,038.
James, is it going to be a different? Is that a structure? How can we do double valuation on the same parcel? Is one? I guess we do that anyway. We do it for structures, and we do it for.
Well, is one real estate and one personal?
One of them is miles of pipe, and the other is the actual pipe itself.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Then on parcel 21 that I read to you.
Yes.
We have two valuations.
So we've got another one.
We got to add one that's $2,063,080 assessed.
Wait a minute. $2 million. Go for it again.
063.
Right.
080. Appraised of $6,447,113. Added to that 421 number.
$6,447,113 is what I got.
Yes. Then on the 419 number, we've got to add, this is the big one, $4,126,000.
Is this assessed or?
Assessed.
$4,126,150. Okay.
The total appraised is $12,894,226. And if you add that all together, it should add back to this number in this letter of the $21,490,375 that they give to us as being their value.
Right.
So now they're going to come in and...
Now, are these, I'm assuming then that these are part of the locally assessed utility?
Locally assessed. That's what the ruling out of the state was, that they had in front of the state. Was it local or state assessed?
Right.
And it came back that it was going to be locally assessed.
Right.
Thank you. It's all based on that letter.
Sure. No, I understand.
And we called the state and said, we've got this letter. And they said, if they said that's what it was, that's what it is.
All right. But tomorrow, then, if, in fact, we meet with them tomorrow, can we expect that their argument could be that it would be different than what they originally told them?
I think they'll just want to informally take it on to the state. I think they're just dealing with you guys as a formality.
I understand that. Well, what is their argument?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. The letter was there. They said we wouldn't. They said we wasn't assessing the same as a utility company.
Ron, I'm going to move that we run on the values as presented by the assessor for Summit Utilities.
Natural gas.
Summit Natural Gas.
Summit Natural Gas. I just said Summit. Yeah, Summit Natural Gas.
Second.
Well, thank you for your passionate second there, Mr. Strahan.
Motion has been made and seconded that we.
But BOE's just confirming what the assessor.
Run on the tax assessments on Summit Natural Gas as presented by the county assessor based upon the letter received from Summit Natural Gas. Discussion?
Yeah, just clarification. So we have the letter. You're putting them on. The books were closed. That's why we have to go through this action because the books are already closed because they got too late.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right. And is the date on there verifying that, Jim?
June 26th. Yeah.
That's the reason for my quick second. Yeah.
When did you close the books?
I closed it the 1st of July, but we had to wait on approval from Jim Kyle and the State Tax Commission to get them run on.
Sure. You want us to vote yet or not?
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
No, there'll be more, but we'll have to pick a time slot. You guys got to be back in at 1, don't you?
Yeah.
They're just split to stuff.
This may be try to get messages from Mr.
That looks like a reassessment
We need to have the discussion now. James, how much left for us do you have?
Very little, Ron. Okay. But I mean, it'll take 30 minutes or 45 minutes.
What we have potentially is... Was there any more what you just gave us?
Slightly, not much. About the same.
Okay.
And some of them are just straight splits, and all that is a matter of me reading the numbers and names and valuation, just like we did.
Okay. All right, we need to find time to do that. Number two, there are appointments that we have scheduled through the clerk's office for tomorrow. If we have a quorum, we'll be here. If we don't have a quorum, we won't be here.
Ron, to explain that, I just got a call rescheduling an appointment that was set for Wednesday for tomorrow. And then I got the reason I was trying to take this other call because they wanted to reschedule from that point. So I have no idea on some meetings that I have to attend. So what I'm saying is I'm planning on being here in the morning from 8 to 10:30. But after that, I can't guarantee you that I can.
Can we take care of our business between 8 and 10:30 in the morning on the people that we have scheduled?
As long as we stick to the time frame, we should be able to.
Well.
The first group we scheduled in 50 minutes. We already have two of them ordered last year, so those will be automatically. We'll need to be 5. And then the other three properties we can hear. There's a teleconference from 9 to 9:45. I gave that one a lot of time because there are multiple parcels.
And I don't think the multiple parcels will be a big issue. I don't think it'll take 45 minutes on or 30 minutes. Because I think they're asking for reassessment.
You said there was some that we saw that we heard last year.
Yeah.
Two of them that were heard last year on our first appointment. So
we
can't do the same property.
So can we deny them? And, I mean, are they coming in for an appointment or?
They are coming in person.
We can deny them now, which will save some time. Maybe that's where you're headed.
Right, and call them because, I mean, if we inform them that we can't hear them anyways.
There's still three other properties that they can bring, but we can get rid of those.
Oh, wow.
It's a set of motels, isn't it?
It's the hospitality.
Yeah.
And are we taking your word that we heard them last year?
Here's my point. If, in fact, they do come in, whether we're going to deny them or not and tell them out front, they're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Say that out front.
We'll want to take our time to talk about it.
The only thing they did is trick your brain.
So if, in fact, we cannot hear them because we heard them last year, and we deny them now and we call them and tell them we can hear the other three, it would save us that time.
Yeah,
so can you point out to us what those properties are and we can make a decision today? Well, does that make sense, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Why do we have to deny him? Why was he even allowed to schedule?
The problem is, I do not have access to the program on Friday. And so I put the information into the calendar, but I cannot see the program data until I have the program. I can't see the back. I can't see previous numbers. So, okay. I don't know.
Can you call them on those two and just tell them we're not going to hear those two because we can't? We won't even have to vote on them.
Yeah. Who's signed them?
That's fine with me. That's what I'm thinking. If we vote on them, we heard them.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you can't read it. Maybe I can read it. No, you can't.
And
looks like Jimmy Goff's signature.
Can you do that? You think you'll be here on Thursday?
All I'm spending my time on, I made two votes, the one that ties me and the second one that put me in a winner's bracket. I'm scouring the county looking for him. So.
What's he talking
about? I'm just telling you, I don't have anything.
So that's somebody that's bought him this year?
No, I don't think so.
You said he bought them in 94.
I'll stab myself.
Either 94 or 99, yeah.
The first property, the BOE number will be 2012-070012. It is the Queen Anne Hospitality.
Well, that's...
We heard Queen Anne last year, didn't we?
That's right. The Oklahoma guy.
That ain't the Oklahoma. You said it at $450,000 for the assessor's recommendation and the taxpayer surplus.
We lowered those last year.
I think we actually heard every one of them.
We can't ask them when you call how many of those we heard last year.
Well, she knows with two of them.
I can tell right by looking.
I think you
just your history on your little tab that says your historical data, and you double click them, it'll show you. If it says not on file in DOE, that means they didn't appeal. And then if it has a DOE number, that means they did. And then you can double click it and see the minutes.
So basically, if we don't hear the two, how many do we have in the morning?
You'll have the three properties that will be left.
Do you have one in the afternoon still?
Yes.
You still got one in the afternoon, too.
And some of those may be.
Let me rephrase that.
Properties
we don't have a Board of Equalization in the afternoon.
He owed
right.
Old properties so around there. They may have blown away.
Perfect.
Unless Jim comes in.
We need to know how many of them blow away.
I can be here for an hour and a half. Will that help?
Would that be in the morning or in the afternoon?
Let me pull the calendar.
That would play big on the schedule here. What is it we have tomorrow afternoon? And again, can we not wrap this up on Thursday when we're here for commission?
I can't be here today.
I was just told not to schedule anything over here.
Can we wrap this up on Thursday when we're here for commission?
If you'd like.
Well, I mean, have his to go over. We have decisions to make on Branson Hills. We're not going to get to today and or Emerald Point, right?
11:30 to 1.
You can be here 11:30 to 1.
Thursday, tomorrow.
All we have is this for tomorrow afternoon. This is one individual. And he's a homeowner in Kirby.
Maybe you could...
That finishes this?
Well, except for the Branson Hills and the assessors. Yeah, the one from Kirby. That is Owens.
But I can't do 1:30.
You and me, pardon them. We can get this done.
I can't do 1:30.
So I have to move it up to...
Yeah, I mean, it's
urgent.
Move it up to when? 1 o'clock?
No.
No, I leave at 1.
Why don't you move it up to the time that... Oh, you're going to be leaving at 10:30.
Well, I guess. I mean,
you're going to be coming in at...
11:30.
11, so we're going to have an hour break.
I can't be here at 8.
11:30? Can we get them in here at 11:30, wherever they are? Tell them we'll hear them based upon whatever evidence they send.
I can't be here at 8.
Oh, God.
I'm here at 9:45.
Tomorrow? Tomorrow's a big day.
Oh, it is?
Tomorrow.
It's a big day.
Mr. Chairman, what would you like me to do about the maze?
Hmm?
I can't get a hold of... The agent.
Was this somebody that you had scheduled for today?
Yes, I did not put them on the agenda because I can't get a hold of them. I can't leave a message. Their voicemail box.
So they're not scheduled for today?
On both of their numbers.
We'll have to deny them tomorrow. If we don't hear from them, we'll just deny them tomorrow. Okay. Is what I'm thinking. Give them until tomorrow, and since they requested.
We're going to have Jim from 11:30 to
what?
When we finish, which will be sometime before 1. And
I'll be here from 8 to
10:30,
but we won't be that long according to
you're gone tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. He's gone.
Yeah, he's out. So
no,
dependable, Mr. Dependable.
Is tomorrow your birthday or something?
No, he's got a hospital.
My birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shall we wrap this up, guys, since we're going to have County Commission at 1 o'clock? We'll reschedule for tomorrow morning at what time?
8
a.m. There will be three of us here and the assessor, correct? I'm making sure we're right now. Three of us are going to be here. Okay.
I can't hear.
You did step it up.
Did you want to vote to deny those two, or do you just want to be
calm? Okay, let's don't even hear them. If we can't hear them, please share that with them. Gentlemen, anything else here?
Also inform them that there's only some changes, that certain changes that can be made, and name those changes, those three, on erroneous and... There may not be any.
You don't know. Gentlemen, shall we stand in recess as the Board of Equalization until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning?